بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My name is Sunny Dutchell. So, we'll do a little bit of this as well. He's coming from the front. So, we just do the last section. Most probably, we don't normally reach here by the end of Ramadan. So, we'll just try to cover part of the section. It's a very long section. So, how far we go, inshallah, we'll see. Musafirat mein namaz parne ka bayan. This is regarding performing salah. When a person is a musafir, when he is a traveler, what are the laws pertaining to a musafir? Agar koi ek manzil ya do manzil ka safar kare, to is safar se shariat ka koi hukam nahi badalta. If a person he travels one station or two station, then the law of shariat does not change in regards to this person. Now in the previous times, they used to travel by station. In one day, how much a person he can travel. So that's how they used to travel. One station, second station, third station. So today, the ulama have quantified that. And they said that when you travel three stations, you become a musafir. So that is 48 miles. Or in kilometers, our Darul Iftar's view is 77 kilometers. If you travel 77 kilometers, you become a musafir. So that is three stations. So here he is talking of two stations. So two stations means anything less than 77 kilometers. So if a person travels less than 77 kilometers, the law of Sharia will not change. Meaning you will have to read your full namaz. Or Shariat ke qaide se isko musafir nahi kehte. Because he travels less than 77, this person is not considered as a musafir. He is like a normal resident, like a muqim. Isko sari baatein isi tarah karni chahiye. Jaise ke apne ghar karti thi. How a person would perform salah at home, then here also he will do the same. He will have to read his full namaz, because he travelled less than 77 kilometers. Char rakat wali namaz ko char rakat pare, aur moza pehne ho, to ek raat din masa kare. If a person is reading his zohar namaz, which was a 4 rakat namaz, then he will read full 4 rakat. Asar, he will read full 4 rakat. And if a person had put on his leather socks, so after 24 hours, he will have to remove that socks, and now he will have to make a fresh wudu, or if he has wudu, wash his feet and then put on the socks again. Because normally when a person travels 77 kilometers, now you got extension from 24, now you go to 72. You get three days now. You can wear your socks for a full 3 day period. And when you resident at home, then it is only 24 hours. So saying this person travel less than 77. So for him is only 24 hours. Phir iske baad masa karna durust nahi. So after the 24 hours expires, then a person can't just make masa. If he hasn't got wudu, then he has to make a whole new wudu and put on his socks. Jo koi teen manzil charne ka pas karke nikle, wo shariat ke qaide se musafir hai. A person that leaves his home with the intention that he wants to travel 77 kilometers, then according to Shariat, this person is a musafir, because you left home with the intention of traveling musafir distance 77 kilometers. Jab apne shahar ki abadi se bahar ho gaye, to Shariat se musafir ban gaye. When this person comes out from his locality where he lives, then he will become a musafir. So say for example a person, he's in Azadville now. So he makes a niyat that I am leaving Azadville, and I am going, for example, I'm going to Nelspruit, for example. So that is more than 77 kilometers. But now, when does he become musafir? He is still in Azadville, in the locality of Azadville. Will he become musafir? No, he won't become musafir, because he's still in his locality. So when will he become musafir? Here now in Azadville has become very easy, because the whole Azadville has been fenced. So when you leave the fence, when you come out of the boundary there, now the law of safar will apply. So if a person, just say he came out of the fence, and now he drove 2 kilometers, and he said, you know what, I want to read my Zohar Salah. His Zohar time has come in. So he just reached 2 rakat. But as long as he's in the fence, he's in the boundary of Azadville, although he made his niyat and he left his home, he came to Jami Masjid and then he read namaz, now he must read 4. Because he's still in Azadville. Only when you leave the boundary of the town, then you read Qasr. اور جب تک آبادی کے اندر چلتی رہے تب تک مسافر نہیں ہے. As long as you're within the locality, you're not musafir. اور اسٹیشن اگر آبادی کے اندر ہے تو آبادی کے حکم میں ہے. And if you're going to the station, whether it's a bus station, railway station, whatever station, if it so happens that you're living in a town, you're living in Johannesburg Central. Now, in Johannesburg Central, you got the bus station there also. And in Johannesburg Central, you got the train station there also. So now, a person, he made intention, he wants to travel from Johannesburg, he's going to Durban. So, his niyat is of musafir, it's more than 77 kilometers. But whilst he's at the station, waiting for his bus or waiting for his train, he can't make qasars. He'll have to read four rakats. In the case of Zohar, in the case of Asar, in the case of Isha. Why? Because the station is in his locality, it is in Johannesburg Central. Aur jo abadi ke bahar hai, wo waha pahunch kar musafir ho jawegi. And when what is out of the locality, when you come out, then you'll become musafir, like I explained. When you come out of the fence, the boundary of Azarwal, you'll become musafir. Teen manzil ye hai ke akthar pedal chalne wale waha teen roz mein pahuncha karte hai. It says, what is three manzil, which I've already explained? Three stations. Three stations mean you normally reach there within a three-day period. In 3 days, a person, he walks, he reaches a certain station. So this is what the fuqaha have quantified as 48 miles or 77 kilometers. Takhmina iska hamare mulk mein ke darya aur pahar mein safar nahi karna parta. 48 mil angrezi hai. He says how this is estimated. Now this is a little in-depth. Where he explains, he says that this doesn't refer to the travel where a person is climbing a mountain. Or it doesn't apply to travel in the ocean. This refers to land, only traveling by land. So traveling by land, if a person covers a distance of 48 English miles, one is the Shari'i mile and one is the English mile. So here we're talking English miles. So he covers 48 English miles, then this person will become a musafir, which in our term is 77 kilometers. So it comes to the same thing. Agar koi jagah itni dur hai ke unt aur aadmi ki chal ke aitbar se to teen manzil hai. If a place is so far that if a person has to walk, then it will take him 3 days to reach the three stations. Or he travels by camel on an animal, it will take him 3 days to reach that destination. So in other words, if you walk or you travel by animal, it will take 3 days to reach there, so you become musafir. Lekin tez yakka ya tez behli par sawar hai. But a person has now mounted upon a horse carriage or a ox cart that is very fast, which is now faster than walking or faster than the movement of a camel. Isliye do hi din mein pahunch jawegi. So because of this, he doesn't reach that destination in 3 days. He'll make it there now in 2 days. So does he become musafir? Ya rail par sawar hokar zara der mein pahunch jawegi. Oh, a person, he gets onto a train. Now we're not going to take him a day even. He'll take him a couple hours and he'll reach that destination. So does he become musafir? Tab bhi shariat se wo musafir hai. Then also according to shariat, you musafir. Why? Because we calculating that person that took a walk or that animal that took that route, how long it took them to reach there. It took them 3 days. Now, if you got a faster vehicle and you can reach there in a few hours, then too you become musafir. Jo koi shariat se musafir ho, wo zohar aur asar aur isha ki faraz namaz do rakate pare. Person that is musafir in terms of shariat, zohar, asar and isha namaz, faraz, you will read two. Zohar, asar and isha, these are four rakats, so you will read two rakats. Aur sunnaton ka ye hukam hai, کہ اگر جلدی ہو تو فجر کی سنتوں کے سوا اور سنتیں چھوڑ دینا درست ہے. This is a very very important مسئلہ. Many people they falter here. They fall into error here. He says over here that what is the law in pertaining to sunnat when a person is a musafir. So he says that besides the sunnat of fajr, the remaining sunnah salah. He says, if a person is hurrying, he's in a rush, then it is permissible for a person to omit it, to leave it out. So say for example, the sunnah before Zohar, the sunnah after Zohar, the sunnah, two sunnah after Maghrib, the two sunnah after Isha. These are all sunnah mu'akkada. These are emphasized sunnah. Now these sunnah we're talking about here, that these sunnah, if a person is in a hurry, he has to reach his destination. He fears that, you know what, if I'm going to start reading sunnah, I'm going to get delayed. in such a situation, it is permissible for him to omit the sunnah. But a man got ample time, he's got no rush to reach his destination, then such a person should read the sunnah. And as for the two sunnahs of Fajr, these two sunnahs, a person cannot omit it at all, whether you're getting late to reach your destination or not. Here, a person must read the two sunnahs of Fajr. That doesn't drop off even when you're a musafir. Why? Because these sunnahs are so important in Sharia. It's mentioned these two rakats, خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. It's better than the world and whatever the world contains. Two rakats of namaz, the two sunnahs before Fajr, is better than the world and whatever the world contains. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that if you're on the battlefield and you're fighting against the enemy, and at that time you think that should I read the two sunnahs or shouldn't I read it? And you fear that if I'm going to read it, وَلَوْ تَرَدَتْكُمُ الْخَيْلِ, and the horses are going to trample upon me and I lose my life, then to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that rather lose your life but don't miss these two sunnahs of Fajr. So emphasized. So when we come into the masjid and the Fajr namaz is in progress, then too we don't miss the two sunnahs. We know that we're going to catch the imam by the end of the salah. Then out of the boundaries of the masjid, you'll read your two sunnahs, and then you will come in the masjid, you will come in the masjid and join the imam. And where there's a fear that a person is going to lose his jamaat, by the time I read my sunnahs, I'm already in the second rakat, now I came in. And if I read the two sunnahs, the imam is going to make salam. Then in that case, you come into the masjid and you join the imam. But that sunnah then also doesn't drop off. After sunrise, 15 to 20 minutes after sunrise, a person should now read, 10 to 15 minutes, 15 minutes after sunrise, a person should now read those two sunnahs. And he can read it right up to the time of Zawal. And after Zawal, then it will drop off, now a person cannot read it. So a person, the two sunnahs of Fajr, he shouldn't miss out. Is chor then aise kuch guna na hoga? So he's saying about the other sunnahs besides Fajr. Now you're traveling and you are in a hurry and you've got to reach at a certain time at your destination. So there's no guna if you leave out those sunnahs. Even though the sunnahs are mu'akkada, they emphasize sunnahs, you can leave it out because you have a valid excuse. Or agar kuch jaldi na ho, na apne saathiyon se reh jane ka dar ho, to na chore. And he says that if you're not in a hurry, you don't have to reach your destination at a certain time. Neither do you fear that the companions that you're traveling with, they're going to leave you and carry on. You know that, no, they're with me, they're going to stay with me, they're going to wait for me. Then don't leave the sunnah. Or sunnat e safar mein puri puri pare, inke kami nahi hai. And as far as sunnahs are concerned, when you're a traveler, you still read full. Where it's 4 rakats, you read 4. Where it's 2 rakats, you read 2. Unlike the faraz, where the faraz becomes half now. With the exception obviously of Fajr and Maghrib Salah. Fajr or Maghrib or Witr ki namaz mein bhi koi kami nahi. In the Fajr namaz, Maghrib namaz and Witr namaz, there is no decrease here. Doesn't become half. Jaise hamesha parti hai, waise hi pare. How you normally read your Fajr namaz, your Maghrib namaz and the Witr Salah in full, like that in Safar also, you will read it in full. Zohar, Asr, Isha ki namaz, do rakaton se ziyada na pare. Now when you become a musafir, you have traveled now 77 kilometers, or you got intention of traveling 77 kilometers or more, then the Zohar, Asr and Isha, you cannot read more than 2 rakat. In the Hanafi mazhab, Shafi mazhab is different. According to the Shafis, they got ikhtiyar, they got choice. If they want to read full, they can read full. If they want to read 2, they can read 2. So that is in the Shafi mazhab. But in the Hanafi mazhab, if a person becomes a musafir, you qualify as a musafir, and you say, you know what, I want more sawab, I want to read 4 rakat. No, you can't do that. You'll have to read 2 rakat. That is what Shariat enforces and emphasizes that a person should do. Puri 4 rakat par na guna hai. If a person now says, I want to read 4 rakat, instead of sawab, you're going to get guna now. Because this is the law of Shariat. This is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands, that this is how it should be done. So if a person read 4 rakat instead of 2 as a musafir, he is now sinful. This proves to us that deen is not according to logic. It's not according to our understanding. In our understanding, if I read more, I'm going to get more sawab. In our understanding, if I keep roza, I'm going to get sawab. But Allah Ta'ala says now is the day of Eid. That same roza that you were getting sawab for, on this day becomes haram upon you. So deen is not according to the logic of a person. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَوْكَانَ الدِّينُ بِالرَّايِ, that if deen was according to logic of a person, لَكَانَ أَسْفَلُ الْخُفِّ أَوْلَى بِالْمَسْحِ مِنْ أَعْلَاهُ, then it would have been more appropriate that you make masa on the bottom of your leather socks. When we make masa, we don't wash our feet when we're wearing the leather sock. So a person, he makes masa on the bottom. Why? Because when you walk, what gets dirty? Top or bottom? The bottom. So make masa of the bottom. But he said, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَمْسَحُ عَلَى ظَاهِرِ خُفَّيْهِ. But I saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making masa on the top part. So this is the indication, deen is not according to logic. Another example you can take, a person, he lets out wind. Where the wind comes out from? And what's the law of Shariat? Now you wash your face, you wash your hand, you make masa and you wash your feet. So from where the wuzu broke and what you are required to wash. So deen is not according to logic. What is the command of Allah Ta'ala? That is what we do. When a person goes to Makkah Sharif, he goes for Hajj, he goes for Umrah. Actually for Hajj it is. That when he goes for Hajj, now you in Makkatul Mukarrama. One salah in Makkatul Mukarrama is multiplied by 100,000. 100,000 times every salah is multiplied. But comes now the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, Allah Ta'ala says that now leave Makkah. Don't even stay in Haram, you're not going to read namaz here. Go in Mina and read your 5 namazes in Mina. And then comes the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah. Now Allah Ta'ala says, go to Arafat. Go even out of the boundaries of the Haram. Whereas the Sawab is where? Is by Kaaba Sharif. Is in Makkah al-Mukarrama. So deen is not according to logic. What is the command of Allah Ta'ala? That is what we must do. That is what we must do. Obey the command of Allah Ta'ala. So here he says, if a person reads 4, he gets guna. Jaise Zohar ke koi 6 farz pare. To gunegar hogi. Like for example, Zohar namaz. A person says, today I don't want to read four rakat. Today I want more sawab. So today I'm going to read 6 rakat of Zohar. So leave, you'll be sinful also. Besides, your Zohar salah is not even valid. Because you're supposed to be reading 4, you went and you made it 6 rakat. So a person becomes sinful. Agar bhule se 4 rakat par le. Now is a different masla, that a person was supposed to read 2 rakat, but he made a mistake. And he forgot, it happens many a times. And now a person, instead of 2 rakats, he read full 4 rakats. As a musafir, he read the full 4 rakats. So, agar dusri rakat par baithkar attahiyat par hi hai, tab to 2 rakat farz ki ho gayi. Now, if after 2 rakats you sat down and you read the attahiyat. Now, this attahiyat that you sat for after 2 rakats, because you're a musafir, you have to read 2, but you read 4. So, this attahiyat, this is the final sitting posture of your 2 rakat, farz namaz. Which is, to sit for the duration of attahiyat is farz. It is farz. So this has been fulfilled. So when this has been fulfilled, these 2 rakat, so to say, the farz is done. Now what happens to the other 2 rakat that you read? These remaining 2 rakat will now become nafil. Becomes nafil. And then a person terminates his salah. But at the end of the salah, you will now make sajda istahu, because you delayed it. By adding an additional 2 rakats, you have delayed. So for any delay in salah, a person will now have to make sajda istahu. So in the end now you'll have to make sajda istahu. So he explains this. Tab to do rakat faraz ki ho gayi. The 2 rakat faraz took place because you said for tahiyat. Aur 2 rakat nafil ki ho jawegi. And the 2 additional rakats that you read will become nafil. Aur sajda istahu karna parega. And in the end you'll have to make sajda istahu. Aur agar 2 rakat par na baithi ho, to 4 rakat nafil ho gayi, farz namaz phir se pare. And if a person read 4 rakats, one shot, and he forgot to sit after 2 rakats also, class also. So he read 4 rakats, and he continued right to the end. And then he made salam. Now in this case, his entire 4 rakats will become nafil, and he will have to repeat his farz, the 2 rakats, again as qasar because he's a traveler. Why? Because after 2 rakats, as I said, that sitting posture, to sit for the duration of attahiyat was farz. So you missed the farz. So when you missed the farz, the namaz became invalid. So you'll have to repeat that namaz all over again. Agar raate mein kahi ther gayi. Now a person, he was traveling, so he stopped somewhere on the road. To agar 15 din se kam therne ki niyat hai, to barabar musafir rahegi. If he wants to stay for less than 15 days, he will remain a musafir. Let's take an example. A person is traveling from here to Durban. So that is musafir distance. to Durban. So on the way, a person came to, for example, he came to Harrismith. That's a halfway. So now he came there. So when he came to Harrismith, he said, you know what, I got family here, let me stay for a few days. So he stayed there, for example, for 10 days. So whilst he's staying there for 10 days, halfway, will he read the full namaz, 4 rakat, 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 or will he read 2 rakats? He will read 2 rakats. Why? Because he stayed for less than 15 days. If he stayed there for 15 days or more, and then continued to Durban, then over there he will have to read the full namaz. But because he stayed for less than 15 days, he will have to make qasr, and then he continues with his journey. 4 rakat wali faraz namaz, 2 rakat parti rahe. The 4 rakat faraz you read as 2 rakat. Or agar 15 din ya isse zyada thehrne ki niyat karni. But if a person made a niyat, when I stop in Harrismith, I'm going to stay for 20 days here, and then I'm going to go to Durban. So he made niyat of staying there for more than 15 days. So ab wo musafir nahi rahi. Now a person is no longer a musafir, because you decided to stay for more than 15 days. Now you will read the full namaz. Phir agar niyat badal gayi aur 15 din se pehle jane ka irada ho gaya, tab bhi musafir na banegi. Now let's say the person that was in Harrismith, he went to Harrismith, he was going to Durban, but he stopped halfway. Now he said, I'm going to stay in Harrismith for 20 days. So he has to read full namaz, because he's more than 15 days. Now after 5 days, he decided, now I want to make safar. Now I want to travel, I'm not going to stay for the full 20 days. So because initially your niyat here was 20 days, then to just by now changing your niyat to leave after 5 days, you will not become a musafir. Just by changing your niyat that I'm not going to be staying here now for the full 20 days, I'll stay 5 days, just by changing niyat, you won't become musafir. Namaz puri puri pare. You will read the full namaz. If you stay there for another few namazes, you will still read the full namaz. Phir jab yahan se chale, now, after 5 days, now he departed from Harrismith. He came out of Harrismith. He came out of the boundary, like he came out of the fence here. So he came out of the boundary there. So agar yahan se wo jaga teen manzil ho, jahan jati hai, to phir musafir ho jawegi. Now calculate, when you came to the boundary, now where is your destination now? So we, in our example, the destination was Durban. Now from Harrismith to Durban is more than 77 kilometers. So again now a person will become a musafir, because the destination from there, from the halfway point to his final destination is a musafir distance. Or jo isse kam ho, to musafir nahi hui. But let's say, for example, a person wasn't traveling to Durban. A person was traveling from Harrismith. Maybe he was going, for example, to Ladysmith. And let's say that was 70 kilometers from Harrismith to Ladysmith. So now he will not become a musafir even in Ladysmith, because his niyat in Harrismith was that I want to stay for 20 days. So he's no longer a musafir. And now when you move from here, you are traveling less than 77 kilometers. So when you reach Ladysmith, you will not be a musafir. You will make itmam, complete salah in Ladysmith. Just do one more masla. Teen manzil jane ka irada karke ghar se nikli. Person made niyat, I want to travel 77 kilometers, and he left his home. Lekin ghar hi se ye bhi niyat hai ke fulane gaon mein 15 din thehrungi. But when the person left home, they made this intention that on my way I will stay at a certain town for 15 days. So musafir nahi rahi. Now a person won't become a musafir. Rasta bhar puri namaz pare. On the road, a person must read the full namaz. This is the masla where, for example, let's say a person is traveling from here, maybe let's say to Faryanakhan, right? So let's say from here to Faryanakhan is, let's say, 80 kilometers from here to Faryanakhan. So that is musafir distance, right? So a person, he made niyat that I'm going from here to Faryanakhan, which is musafir distance. But he made a niyat also. He said that before I reach there, I will first go to Len, and I will stay in Lanesia for 15 days. And then from Lanesia, I'll go to Faryanakhan. So will he become a musafir? He won't become a musafir. Why? Because now he's going from here, his niyat is Lanesia. Now when he leaves Lanesia, he must count from there to Faryanakhan, which is not musafir distance. So a person won't become a musafir. So from the time he leaves home, he will have to read the full namaz. He will not make qasr. Phir agar gaon mein pahunch ke pure 15 din nahi thehrna hua, tab bhi musafir na banegi. Now, for example, if you went to Lens and then you say, you know what, I'm not going to stay here for 15 days, for example. I'm going to leave now after 2 days, after 3 days. Then to now, a person will have to read full namaz. Why? Because initially when you made niyat to stay there, what was your niyat? I'm going to stay here for 15 days. So the masail of safar are a little complex also. Where we need guidance, then those that are the ulama, we should take guidance from them as to what are the masail of safar. We could make many, many mistakes trying to interpret them ourselves. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with Anwar al-Salah, we mentioned regarding the points made by Sufi Iqbal that if a person wants to benefit from his salah, very quickly we'll recap it. The first thing that he mentioned, that a person should stay under a sheikh, make islah of himself, and he should do a cause of zikrullah, number one. The second thing he says, that correct your niyat. That why are you doing this cause? To please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third thing that he mentioned, that a person should have khushu, khudu, and his heart should be present in salah. But this is what is within the ability of a person. And what is within the ability of a person is to fulfill the faraiz of namaz, the wajibat of namaz, the sunnats of namaz, and the mustahabbat of namaz. So in this way, a person should try and fulfill all these aspects of namaz. And secondly, he said that khushu and khudu is that a person intentionally, he doesn't bring a thought in salah. Intentionally, you don't bring it that let me think about this now in salah. But if a thought comes on its own, some waswasa comes on its own, then it's no problem. Don't worry about it. A person, when he just continue gaining back your concentration and continue. So that's the third point. The fourth point that he mentioned, that a person after doing this cause, he will get some level of concentration in his salah. But he says that this is only one level. This treasure he will get is only of one, up to one stage. He says for the rest of your life now, you must now progress and you must now build on this. Right up till your death, right up till mort, you will continue in this way. You will try to increase on this. And he says that why 40 days have been mentioned in particular, that in regards to salah, that you should read your salah for 40 days behind the imam with takbir ula. He says because normally in this 40 day period, a change comes in a person. His last point that he makes now, he says, "Panch azbaq ka nisab aur mashq ka chilla pura kar lene ke baad, is koshish mein kamyabi ki alamat ye hai." He says, after now practicing upon these five lessons of Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayh, and fulfilling and finishing up this syllabus of five sabaks, there are five sabaks there. So you finish these five sabaks, right, and practice upon it for 40 days. He says, thereafter, what is the indication that you have been successful in your effort? Meaning after a student, he goes now to madrasa, he goes to school, he makes an effort. After making an effort now, they give him an examination. Nation. Now you write the examination. Now when you got a pass mark, 50, 60, 80, 100, whatever mark you get. So now, according to your mark, you will know whether you have passed or whether you have failed. Now in this effort we are making, we are trying to correct our salah. What is the indication that we are successful in our effort in regards to progressing as far as our salah is concerned? So he says this is the sign. کہ یہ عظمت الہی جل شانہ کے پیش نظر اپنی اس حاضری میں یعنی نماز میں بے حد کھوتائی کرنے والا برا مجرم سمجھتے ہوئے اپنے اوپر کریم آقا کی مہربانی کا مشاہدہ کرے. That a person, he should keep in front of him the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. He should keep in front of him the greatness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and regard yourself as a criminal that is involved in unlimited deficiencies in his salah. That a person should consider or keep in mind how great Allah Ta'ala is. And me on the other side, I am such a person that there's so much of fault in my salah. So the greatness of Allah is in front of me and I am so useless, there's so much of fault in my salah, number one. Together with this, he says, witness the kindness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon me. That Allah Ta'ala is so kind upon me. کہ نماز میں میری بے ادبی اور گندگی کے باوجود میری حاضری کو قبول فرما لیا ہے. That in spite of my ill etiquette, I don't even know the etiquette of salah. I don't even know how to perform salah. And I'm full of impurity. So much of impurity in us that just our body, if just a little bit of blood comes out, in the Hanafi mazhab, the wudu is going to break. A little bit of matter comes out, wudu is going to break. If a little bit of semen comes out of the body, whole body you have to make khusan, you have to wash the whole body. So much of ill etiquette in me, I don't even know etiquette. So much of impurity in me. In spite of this, Allah Ta'ala allows me to be present before Him. And so much of gunas we commit. But in spite of this, Allah Ta'ala never held us back one day and said, you can't come into my house. Allah Ta'ala let us come. So He says, this is the sign of acceptance, that you think Allah is so great and I am so useless. And Allah has been kind to me that Allah allowed me to come. This is the indication that you are progressing, that you are passing now. کہ بار بار حاضری کی توفیق دے رکھی ہے, that again and again Allah Ta'ala gave me the توفیق to come to His house. اس کا شکر ادا کریں, so much of شکر to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala allows us to come to this house. یہ قدم اٹھتے نہیں, اٹھائے جاتے ہیں. These feet, when we come to the masjid, we come to any program, we come to khanqah, we go in the sohbet of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, these feet, they don't get up on their own, they are picked up. میں آیا نہیں, لایا گیا ہوں. I didn't come on my own. I have been brought over here. How many other people want to come? They can't come. Who Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq, Allah pulls them. Allah brings them over here. It's like a magnet. In their heart, they are restless. If they don't come here, they are restless. How can I not be there when so much of program is taking place? So that desire that is coming in that heart, that Allah pulled us and brought us to the masjid, Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Just make shukr to Allah Ta'ala over and over for that. So similarly here also, Allah brought us for salah, make just shukr to Allah. Allah, it's just your kindness. Otherwise, I am useless. I am impure, Allah. Just keep that in mind. And you are so great, Allah. This is the indication that a person is successful. Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, he says, as long as a person, he thinks my salah is not in order, that what kind of a salah am I performing? He says, that person is okay. As long as you feel my salah is worth nothing, he says, that person is okay. And the day you feel that I have read a complete salah, a perfect salah, it's finished. That's the day you failed. The day you feel you are okay, that's the day you have actually failed. So here, tarte raho or darte raho. Person, he must continue. Continue making the effort. But at the same time, keep fearing, oh Allah, is it accepted in your court? We don't know whether it is accepted in your court or not. In the kitab, it must have been read in the night also, where in the time of Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Pulpuri rahmatullah alayh, he gives an example of a girl that she is getting married. So when she's getting married, all her friends come, they do her up, and they put for her jewelry, they do her hair up, they do everything, and they say, now you look so beautiful, you look so beautiful, now you can go to your husband. So she starts crying. She says, why are you crying? Look how beautiful you look, your husband is going to be so happy. She says that you are telling me I'm beautiful. My husband still doesn't tell me I'm beautiful. When he sees me and he is happy and he says I'm beautiful, that is the occasion to be happy. Until then, a person does not know. Exactly in the same way, we in this dunya, we carry on doing our amal. We carry on reading our namazes, fast in the month of Ramadan, make our tilawati, make our dua, everything we do. But we haven't got our report. We don't know what is the condition. The report we'll get when on the day of Qiyam, Allah Ta'ala says, oh my banda, you have passed. Here, green light, go to Jannah. That's the day for us to party. A student has written his metric exam, and after writing the metric exam, he still never gets report, and he's partying already. What we'll say is a foolish person. It's possible the report will come, you failed. And now what's going to happen? So until and unless we don't get our report, what is our condition? Our condition, darte raho, karte raho. That keep fearing, but continue in this path. And inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us a pass mark also, inshallah. When Mawlana Kashmiri sahab, Damat Barakatum, Khalifa of Mufti Mahmud sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, when we had the Islahi Jalsa in February, then he was here also. So he gave the ulama bayan. So he explained, he says in the khanqah of Mufti Mahmud sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says great ulama used to come there. Mawlana Abrarul Haq sahab, Hardoi, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to come there. And many other ulama used to come. He says, Hazrat Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, he had full permission. And he was touched. If anyone made any mistake, same time in namaz, after namaz, say, this wasn't in order, that wasn't in order, he'll immediately point those mistakes out. when he used to come here also, nobody wants to go in the front to make imamat. Everyone's frightened. And Mawlana Farhan Haftab, so he says once, when Mufti Mahmud Sahab rahmatullahi told Mawlana Kashmiri Sahab, Samad Barakatum, he said, you must make imamat. So he went on the musalla. Now when he started the salah, he said, he is restless, he is parashan, that I am making imamat. And here there's such pious, pious people that are here. Great, great buzrugs that are here. In the khanqa of Hazrat Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi. I have spoiled everyone's namaz. And he says, these thoughts continued. And he continued with his namaz. And finally, he finished off his namaz. So now, he thought to himself, now I must go to my sheikh. I must tell my sheikh what happened. So he went to Hazrat Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi. So he told Hazrat Mufti Sahib, you know what? When I started my namaz, these were the thoughts that were coming. That where can I make imamat when such great personalities are here? I'm spoiling everyone's namaz. So the Mufti Sahib said, Akhir mein kya hua? That leave all the stories in between first rakat, second. In the end, what happened in the end of your namaz? So he says, in the end, I felt I destroyed everyone's namaz. He said, you have been successful. You have been successful. Now if a person is like that, when he's, I'm nothing, and I don't know what is the condition of my namaz, that person is on the safe path. But when a person says, I'm okay, and my namaz is a perfect namaz, that person is in great danger. You also mentioned about Mawlana Barar al-Haq Sahib, one point that's coming to mind, that's where we can benefit from. He says that on one occasion he was going for Umrah. So he was by Hazrat Mawlana Barar al-Haq Sahib, rahmatullahi. So when the taxi came, then Hazrat came outside, and Hazrat was waiting. So he thought to himself that I want Hazrat Tawajjuh, I want his full attention on me. So what he did, he jumped out of the taxi and he came to Hazrat. So what he did, he asked Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, what dua you want? Mawlana Barar al-Haq Sahib, such a great person. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi, he's Sheikh. And Khalifa Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi, he's known as Muhiyyus Sunnah. He revived Sunnah, he brought Sunnah alive in the Ummat. What a great personality. So he asked him, he says, what dua do you want? Mawlana Barar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullahi says, when you go Kaaba Sharif, make dua for my Islah. This is a dua. So imagine how much more we need Islah. How much we must ask each other to make dua. You all must make for me also. We must make for each other also. That Allah Ta'ala makes our mukammal Islah and complete Islah in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Then somebody told him, he said, listen, you know what? You rather go away quickly. Because Mawlana, he won't sit. He's standing here because he's weighing Makkah Sharif. And out of respect of Makkatul Mukarramah, he won't even sit, he'll stand. Only when you depart and you leave, then only he will sit down. This is the adab they had for Makkatul Mukarramah, for one Umrah, for one Hajj. That's so much of respect that he wasn't prepared to even sit down. So anyway, so this is the type of namaz, when we read our namaz, this is the feeling a person should have. Agar khuda na khasta halat iske baraks ho, کہ اب اپنے کو کامل اور بارو نماز پڑھنے والا خیال کرے چاہے یہ خیال شکر ہی کے رنگ میں آئے کہ الحمدللہ مجھے اچھی اور کامل نماز کی توفیق ہو گئی ہے تو خوب سمجھ لے کہ وہ اپنی کوشش میں پوری طرح سے ناکام ہے. He says that if our condition is opposite to this, Allah Ta'ala forbid, that if a person thinks I'm reading a perfect namaz, my namaz is full of life, and he says that even if this thought comes to my mind that shukr alhamdulillah, now I'm reading a perfect namaz. So outwardly what you are making? Shukr. You are saying shukr alhamdulillah, I'm reading a perfect namaz. He says then also, he says that understand this very well, in your efforts you have failed. You have failed. Even if it comes in the form of shukr, then also you have failed. So in other words, we should regard that my salah is absolutely nothing. If Allah Ta'ala accepts it, Allah Ta'ala's kindness. He is so great, He is so kind towards us, that it is through His kindness that Allah Ta'ala will accept it. He says, جہل مرکب میں مبتلا ہے کہ مبتلا ہے وہ اس دولت کا اہل نہیں. He said, this person is involved in compound ignorance, that he is not even worthy of this great treasure. He says, one is ignorance. Ignorance is where a person says, I don't know. A man that says, I don't know, somebody will teach him, he'll learn, because he says he doesn't know. And one is a person, he doesn't know, but he says, I know. He doesn't know, but he says, I know. So people won't teach him, because he says he knows, but he doesn't know in reality. So this is ignorance upon ignorance. So he says, a person that thinks like this, that my namaz is complete, and namaz is complete and perfect, he's not in ignorance. He's in compound ignorance. Ignorance upon ignorance. Jahle murakkab. Because he's not reading a perfect namaz, and he's still thinking that he's reading a perfect namaz. So this is ignorance upon ignorance. پہلے ذکر و شغل سے قلب کو صاف کرنے میں مشغول ہو. He says first, he's recapping now, that first make zikr and spiritual exercises and clean your heart. پھر حقیقت سے نماز کے حاصل کرنے کی مشق کرے. Then practice to attain the reality of salah. قرآن پاک میں ہے قد افلح من تزکا وذکر اسم ربه فصلى. پہلے ذکر پھر نماز. In the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala says that certainly successful is that person that makes tazkiya, that purified himself. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. Then he made the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and then he read namaz. So see, zikr was brought first and then namaz was brought. So that's why he's saying, make your zikr, clean your heart and thereafter perform salah. Now we come to the bayan of Al-Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. He commences the first tabaq. بعد حمد و سلام متعلق بحقیقت صلاح. He says, after praising Allah Ta'ala and sending durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the first chapter is in regards to the reality of salah. الہی شکر تیرے احسان کا کہ تو نے ہمارے دل کو روشن اور زبان کو گویا کیا ہے. He says that we make shukr to you Allah. It is your kindness, O Allah, that you are the one that has brightened our heart and have given us the ability to speak. So first thing, he starts his kitab with the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. That shukr is such a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever Allah Ta'ala had given Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, on what basis? On the basis of shukr. So much Allah had given them. Wind under their control, jinnat under their control, all on shukr. Allah says, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. O family of Dawood, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But then Allah complains, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ. Very few people make shukr. Very, very few. And those few that make shukr, Allah complains about them too. He says, قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. You make very little shukr to me. Our Hazrat says that there's two qualities. If a person can adopt these two, he will fly to Allah Ta'ala. He says, one is shukr. Everything make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And the second, tawazu. Humble yourself. Lower yourself. You have these two qualities, you'll fly to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, what a great alim. Shalim. Currently he's known as Shaykhul Islam. Such a great alim. And his Shaykh was Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Sahib, Arifi Rahmatullah Alayhi. I quoted him many times. So Hazrat Dr. Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was a Khalifa of Mana, Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. So he used to tell Mufti Sahib and them, make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Make a lot of shukr. Ye amraz batina ke jar ko kaat degi. This shukr to Allah Ta'ala, it will cut out the root of your spiritual illnesses. That all these illnesses we have, pride we have, jealousy we have, all these illnesses we have, shukr will cut it out from the root. So Mufti Taqi Sahib says, when Hazrat used to tell us this, it didn't appeal to us. We couldn't understand what Hazrat was saying. But perhaps they acted upon it, they made amal, because this was the instruction and the guidance of the Shaykh. Now Hazrat Mufti Sahib is about maybe 60 to 70 years old. He says the effect of that shukr, we see the benefit of it now in this age of ours. So shukr is a very, very great thing. That is why on every ni'mat we must try and make shukr for Allah Ta'ala. So he's making shukr that Allah Ta'ala brightened our heart. The ability to speak, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us. Aur aise Nabi Maqbool ko Khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste bheja, کہ جس کی ادنا شفاعت سے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت پاوے. And he said Allah Ta'ala sent his accepted Nabi for the hidayat of the creation by whose minimum intercession you will find the bounties of both the worlds. What is the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Some so accepted Nabi Alayhi Salaam is that just by his intercession we will get the ni'mat and the bounties of dunya also and of the akhirat also. They mentioned لَوْلَا كَلَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. Although many ulama have written that this narration is not an authentic narration, it's a fabricated narration. But many commentators have said the narration is not in order. But the meaning of the narration is 100% in order. Mullah Ali Qali Rahmatullah Ali and various other commentators of hadith, they have commented and they said that the meaning is in order. That had it not been for Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala wouldn't have created the creation. Nothing would have been created. The sun, the moon, the stars, all this that we enjoying, the oceans, everything, thing, all in the sadqa of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is that Nabi that Allah Ta'ala sent, that through his minimal intercession, our dunya will be made, our akhirat will be made. Aur iski rehnumai se irfan ki lazzat uthawe. Through the guidance of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person will get the marifat and the recognition of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yeah, Hazrat also mentioned the point, he says that when we make dua for marifat, we want the marifat of Allah, we want to recognize Allah, that who our Allah is. He says, together we must make dua, Allah grant us the marifat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's also a thing known as the recognition of what is the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we must make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant us the marifat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First durood is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is Nabi Mukhtar Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam par, aur iske aal athar aur ashab ki bar par ho, aur ashab ki bar par ho, jio ki jisne bashar ko dalalat aur gumrahi se baz rakha. And he says, let me salutation be upon the chosen Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, his pure family, his companions, that who has stopped the ummat and protected from ummat, the ummat from misguidance and deviation. Or ulama, fudala ku zewar ilm, wa danish se aarasta kiya. And it is them that they have adorned the ulama with the jewels of knowledge and the people of intelligence. پیچھے خدا اور نات رسول کے ارباب دانش پر ظاہر ہو جیو کے مسلمان کو لازم ہے کہ اپنے رب کو پہچانے. He says, after praising Allah تبارک و تعالی and Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, it is clear upon the people of intelligence and every Muslim that every Muslim, it is compulsory on him that he recognizes Allah تبارک و تعالی, Allah تبارک و تعالی, Allah تبارک و تعالی. It is compulsory upon every Muslim that he recognizes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he gains the marifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And a person that got the marifat of Allah, there's a world of a difference between him and a ghair, him and a ghair, him and a ghair arif. One hasn't got the marifat. The narration comes in Bukhari Sharif. A one person, he killed 99 people. After killing 99 people, he went to one man and he said that, will Allah Ta'ala forgive me? He says, how can he forgive you? You kill 99 people for no reason. So he said, then let me make the century, kill him also. So he made it 100. Then somebody said, no, go by a certain person. So he went there. So when he went there, he asked him, will Allah Ta'ala forgive me? Said, of course Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Go to a certain town, make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. So he immediately proceeded to that town. On the way, he passed away. Now the malaika of rahmah, malaika of azab came. And finally the decision was made. There's many aspects that have been mentioned in the hadith, that the malaika of rahmah took his ruh away. Now what was the difference? The first person that he went to, he was not an arif. He didn't recognize Allah Ta'ala. So that is why he was an alim by the book. He just said, haram, halal, finish. You killed 100 people for no reason, you're going to Jahannam, finish. And the second person that he went to, he recognized Allah Ta'ala. He knew the qualities of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is Rahman, Allah Ta'ala is Rahim, Allah Ta'ala will forgive a person irrespective of what he has done. He is sincere in his tawbah. So that person was an arif. He told him, you go and make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will accept. That is why when we come into the company of Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, no matter what is our condition, they don't write anyone off here. Here nobody is a write-off. Every person, inshallah, will reach his goal and he will reach his destination. Here nobody is a write-off. Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi has proven this, explained this in his Bayanul Quran. He says that under the verse of the Quran, وَمَن يَخْرُجْ مِن بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُّ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. A man that came out of his home, he's making hijrat to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's making hijrat. And whilst he is making hijrat, ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُّ الْمَوْتِ, death comes to him. So he hasn't made hijrah still. He hasn't reached destination. He left Makkah al-Mukarramah. He's going to Medina Munawwara. He hasn't reached Medina Sharif. He's halfway through. And there, death reaches him. And he passes away. فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. But Allah Ta'ala, he got full reward. He got his full reward of hijrah. Even though he hasn't reached Medina Sharif. From here, Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi has written, exactly the same way, a man that wants to make his Islam, he wants Allah Ta'ala. He's treading this path, he's moving on this path to Allah Ta'ala. He hasn't reached his destination. And this person, he has to leave the world also. He completes his Islam will be made, inshallah. He will be on the day of Qiyamah with those people whose Islam has been made. Another example, we can take a boy that is doing half of the Quran. So he's studying. And he maybe just memorized, not even one para, maybe half a para. And it so happened that he passed away. He passed away. In the qabr, a farishta will come. Will teach him Quran every day. On the day of Qiyamah, he is Hafiz al-Qiyamah, he is Hafiz al-Quran. A man that was going Makkah al-Mukarramah for Hajj, he was going for Umrah. On the way, he passed away. Every year, Allah Ta'ala will appoint one farishta, go and make Hajj for this person. And he gets the reward. On the day of Qiyamah, he is Hajjisa. So, in this path also, nobody is a write-off. So this will happen when a person recognizes Allah Ta'ala. So that person, he recognized Allah Ta'ala, he said, you go and make tawbah. So that is why he says that after praising Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said it is clear upon the people of intelligence that it is obligatory upon every Muslim that he recognizes Allah. Or iski sifat jane, that know what are the qualities of Allah. Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Allah is, whatever qualities of Allah Ta'ala are there, you find, know these qualities of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Or iske hukam ko maloom kare, or marzi na marzi iski tahqeeq kare. And find out that what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. What does Allah Ta'ala want from me? What will please Allah Ta'ala? What displeases Allah Ta'ala? All these things we need to know. He mentioned in Baghdad there was a madrasa, Madrasa Nizamiya. So that was ruled in that time by the king. In the previous time there was a Baytul Mal. Everything was run by the kings. So this particular madrasa, one person that was sent from the side of the king, one of the ministers or whoever it might be, to go and check if everything is running correctly, everything is if it is successful. So he came to the madrasa. So he saw the students. So he asked the students. He asked one student, why you came to this madrasa? So the student said that my father is an imam. So I want to become imam. So he says okay. So I asked another student, why you came to the madrasa? So he says that I want to give good bayan. That is why I came to the madrasa to study. So his intention was not right. So like that, he went around and asked one student, why you came? He says that my father is a judge. I want to become a qazi. I want to become a judge. So he said, we rather close the madrasa. Everyone's intention is wrong. Must close it up. So as he was leaving the madrasa, he saw one young boy sitting on side. So he said, let me ask this boy. He had already lost hope because everyone's intention was not in order. So he asked this young boy, why you came to the madrasa? So the young boy said that I came to understand what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. So I can act on the command of Allah Ta'ala and I can please Allah Ta'ala. So when he saw this boy and he heard this answer, he said, for this one boy, we will keep this madrasa open. That turned out to be Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi. So see, here also he's saying that we need to know what is the command of Allah. What pleases Allah Ta'ala? What displeases Allah Ta'ala? We need to know all this. Ke baghair iske bandagi nahi. Without that, there is no ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. There is no servitude of Allah. If you don't know what pleases Allah, you don't know what displeases Him, how can you make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? You got to understand what is the laws of Shariat, what is the command of Shariat. Or jo bandagi baja na lawe, banda nahi. A person that does not make the ibadat of Allah, he is not the servant of Allah Ta'ala. The highest maqam and the highest stage that a person can reach is servitude. That I am the servant of Allah. There's so many parts of verses of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala refers to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as abd, as his servant. Subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al masjid al haram ila al masjid al aqsa. Pure is that being. Made his servant travel in a portion of the night from masjid al haram to masjid al aqsa. Allah Ta'ala says his servant Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. That all praise is due to Allah who revealed the kitab upon his servant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as his servant. Tabarakalladhi nazzala al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil-alamin nadhira. You also furqan is one of the names of Quran, differentiates between haqq and batil. That blessed is that being that revealed the Quran upon his servant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that he will be a warner for mankind. So the highest stage that a person can ever reach is you become an abd, you become the servant of Allah Ta'ala. That is the highest stage. So he says a person that cannot make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, he is not a servant of Allah. Or bari bandagi namaz, and he says that the great act of worship is actually namaz. This is the greatest act of worship. Bidun iske koi bandagi qabool nahi. He says that without namaz, none of your other ibadat is accepted. So here obviously it does not mean that if a person doesn't read namaz, his roza won't be accepted. Or he doesn't read namaz, now he gave his zakat won't be accepted. He will be absolved of the responsibility. But the reward, the benefit that he's supposed to get, he's not going to get that. Why? Because he doesn't have namaz in his life. So everything is dependent on the namaz of a person. Kyunki sira sab bandagiyo aur bure kamo se bachne ka yahi hai. He says, because from the start, the start of all ibadat, of all acts of worship, and to stay away from guna, and to stay away from evil acts, he says this will happen through namaz. Everything happens through the salah. If the salah of a person is in order, everything else in his life will come right. Or is namaz se koi ghafil nahi. Further he says that this namaz that we read, it's not only us that we are in salah. He says there's no creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is unmindful of this ibadah of salah. Every creation, you'll understand now. Na darakh, not even the trees. The trees are also in salah. Na imarat, not even the buildings. They're also in the posture of salah. Na parinde, na parin na hayawanat, neither the birds, neither the animals. Na hasharat, neither the little insects that are on the ground. They also not unmindful of salah. Na zameen na pahar, not the earth, not the mountains. Na sitare na asman, neither the stars, neither the skies. Na arwah na farishte, neither the souls and neither the farishta. Everyone is in salah. Everyone is in salah. Jaise ke namaz darakht aur imarat ki qiyam hai. Now what is the namaz of the trees and the buildings? They in qiyam. The trees are standing. When we start our salah, we're in the standing posture. The trees are standing forever, they will be standing. The buildings that we have, they in the standing posture, they in qiyam. That is day salah. Or parind or hayawanat ki ruku. And as for the birds and the animals, the four-legged animals that you get, the goats that you get, the camels that you get, the cows that you get, what is day salah? They in ruku all the time. That is the ibadat. Or tamam hasharat ki sujood. All the insects that are on the ground, what is the ibadat? They are in sajda. They are in the posture of sajda all the time. Their whole life they will remain in sajda. Or zameen or pahar ki ku'ud. And the earth and the mountains that we have around us, the qada, the sitting posture. When you say like for tashahud, he says they are in the sitting posture. They are also in salah. Or sitaro or asmano ki harkat. And he says as for the stars and as for the skies, they movement. The stars are moving. The skies are the stars and the heavens, they are moving. So he says that exactly like that in namaz. When we read in namaz, sometimes we are standing. Sometimes we in ruku. Sometimes we in sajda. So we also moving. They also moving. So that is day ibadat. Or arwa or farishto ki taharat or tasbih or kalima shahadat or tilawat Quran or dua. And he says as for the souls, the farishtas, he says they purity. The farishtas are absolutely pure. And for namaz, the person also has to be pure. So they taharat. The tasbih, we are sometimes saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. The faristas, they are those that are making tasbih of Allah Ta'ala, and they will make till the day of Qiyamah. They are those that are in kalima and shahadat, and tilawat of Quran and dua. Or is insan ko ye khas chira sarkari hai, and as for this special creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this human being, he says, Sari khubiyo tore arsa mein marhamat farmaye. That in a little while, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ibadat of every creation of His. Every creation, whether it is the animals, whether it is the birds, whether it is the mountains, whether it is the earth, whichever creation of Allah Ta'ala, they all in the various ibadat, Allah has given it to us just in two rakat of namaz. They remain in that position till the day of Qiyamah. But we got all the postures in our two rakats of namaz. Can we understand what is the position of namaz? That's what he's explaining. Or khalifa karke sab par isko hukam diya. And then Allah Ta'ala made you His khalifa, His vice general on the earth. And He's given you rule over all these creations of His. Whether it is the insects, whether it is the animals, all are there to serve you. The earth is here to serve you. The sun is for your service. The moon is there for your service. Everything that has been created is for your service. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayh, when he had given up his mighty kingdom in Balkh, it's a very interesting story of how he gave it up and how he gave it up and how he gave it up and how he left. And he left everything and he went in the jungle. When he was one day sitting in the jungle, his clothes were torn, so he was sewing his clothes. So as he was throwing his clothes, one minister passed. He said, thought to himself. He didn't say anything in his heart. That, hey, what a foolish man. He had the palace, he had all the servants, he had all the ministers, all the wealth. He left all that. Today he's sewing his own clothes. So Allah Ta'ala made kash, informed Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmat. So that needle he was sewing, threw it in the water. And then he instructed the fish, bring my needle. So he's mentioned in the kitabs, Imam Rumi rahmatullahi says, 100,000 fish came up with golden needles. Not one, 100,000. And they said, there's these needles for you. He said, I don't want your needles. Take your needles. Bring my needles back to me. One fish came up and gave him his needle. So here the whole world, the fish also, everything have been created for our service. So one is Allah Ta'ala gave us the ibadat of all the creation. And then Allah Ta'ala put all these creations for our service, put them under our command. Jisne farma bardari ki aur hukam baja laya aur iska mansab qaim raha aur beishti hua. That person that obeyed Allah Ta'ala. He implemented the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And he remained on his position that Allah Ta'ala had kept him. This man became a jannati. You obey Allah Ta'ala, obey Allah Ta'ala, obey Allah Ta'ala. Whatever the commands of Allah, fulfill them. Remain in that position Allah has kept you. That man will become a jannati. Aur jisne na farmani ki aur is par qaim raha, wo be mansab hua aur ulte pao dozakh mein gira. And that person that disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, he remained on his disobedience. Allah Ta'ala save us. And he lost his position which Allah Ta'ala had given him. He will fall headlong into the fire of Jahannam. اور جاننا چاہیے کہ جو کوئی نماز پانچ گانا ادا کرتا ہے اس کو ثواب ایسا ملتا ہے. And he says that person that reads his five times namaz, he gets the ثواب like this, جیسے زکات اور حج اور روزے اور جہاد کا. You read five times namaz, you get the ثواب of zakat also. We'll explain this inshallah on Monday. Of zakat also. You'll get the ثواب of حج also. You'll get the ثواب of fasting also. And you'll get the ثواب of jihad. Just in the two rakats of namaz. So the whole makhluk's creation, the whole creation, they ibadat you got. Then Allah gave you rule and authority over them. And in this two rakats of namaz, all the other fundamentals of deen, whether it is roza, whether it is zakat, you get thawab of doing all this in the two rakat namaz of yours. We'll continue and explain this inshallah on Monday. Allah.